I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryvale University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryvale.edu.
It's spring. Time for Ted Drew's Greatest Hits. Score big with the Tiramisu, Ted's secret blend of chocolate and pistachio nuts. Or how about the Dutchman, loaded with chocolate, butterscotch, and pecans. And who can resist the Christie, an iced brownie topped with custard, caramel, and hot fudge. Or maybe you'll want the s'more with a delicious blend of chocolate, marshmallow, and graham crackers. Don't forget about the tasty turtle with hot fudge, caramel, and pecans. Or the refreshing lemon crumb. A delightful treat with vanilla custard mixed with lemon and graham crackers. Each one's a home run. So you may not be able to choose, and you don't have to. Stop by often at one of our two locations, Grand or Chippewa on historic Route 66. And remember, whether it's a cone, sundae, or one of Ted's famous concretes, there's just the right bite for every appetite.
It really is good, guys and gals.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
If you have been hurt in a car accident or on the job anywhere in Missouri or Illinois, call the law firm that focuses on car accident and workers' compensation cases, Brown & Brown. Our law firm has helped thousands of victims. Let Brown & Brown put the power and resources of their firm to work for you. Always remember it, Brown & Brown, if you can't come to them, they will come to you. Injured in a car accident or on the job, call Brown & Brown in Missouri. Just dial all threes, 314-333-3333, or Illinois, just dial all eights, 618-888-8888. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clevelon.
Well, you'll get a little of that.
Along with all the other stuff. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August.
I don't know what just happened.
Whoa.
Oh, smooth.
Did it just go away?
Well, stop me.
I don't know what happened.
Well, we know what happened. You messed up. No, you messed up.
Did you pull it down?
You dumped the music.
Pull it out.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we know that.
So who did it?
I mean, I'm guessing it's my fault. I don't know what button I pressed, but I'm guessing I pressed one.
Let me tell you how.
Let me tell you what I would do. What I would do if I were you, I would go, well, that was my fault. Well, even if it wasn't, I'd just take it. It's like throwing yourself.
I just did.
Like throwing yourself on a grenade. No, you said I guess it was my fault.
Oh, all right. It was my fault.
Now see,
no,
and even if it wasn't, everybody admires the fact that you were the one who threw yourself on the grenade. It was, you know, you. So you can start the music.
I think it was my fault.
No, Dan, it's too late. It doesn't work with you. Okay. as I said, welcome to the August 1st edition of Pena's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I've talked about Ballast Dental Care for a long time, 16, 17 years or so. I've been going there for 46 years. We'll talk about that. But first, let's do a round of introductions. At the control board, am I doing this?
Yeah, you're way early.
What am I doing?
I don't know.
That threw me completely off. That just threw everybody off.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm not doing introductions yet. I'm doing...
What about now?
I'm like, saying that we're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Boy, Limey, you really...
You just go...
Really? I'm just...
And then here we go.
I'm confused. Okay. Hey! Okay, now I'm back on track. Once I hear that, I know where we are. Now, let's introduce the man who's messing... by messing up what he messed up, he messed everything else up. It's a chain reaction.
Threw your timing off.
But that's what happens when you decide to leave this great country and think it's so smart to go live 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. He's Trevor Limestone, Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
This next man travels a lot. He travels to interesting places and shares his travels with us in the form of speeches, and books, and videos. But today, he stayed home. He didn't go northbound, southbound, westbound, or even... I do like tapioca.
I do too, actually.
I do. Not.
A lot of people don't.
I do.
I do.
Because they don't know what those little chunks of, like rice, or I really like it. I'm glad you said, now I'm hungry for tapioca. Good. Bill Clevelin, you're wearing a San Antonio t-shirt that looks too small for you.
No, I've been working out.
Right.
He must be an extra small.
Shops at Babies R Us.
Okay. Babies R Us! Did you say hi to everybody?
No.
We'll do it.
Hello, everyone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hi, Bill.
In case folks, you didn't know it, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. And if I only had a brain. Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason, both senior vice presidents of investments with Stifel. And you can join them for a retirement seminar at Balaban's in Chesterfield on Thursday, August 15th at 6:30. Admission is absolutely free. Stifel is a member of SIPC and NYSE, and to reserve your seats or for more information, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody, and happy birthday to Sam McVicker, one of the members of the Seventh Planet Band.
Hi, Dan.
What is the Seventh Planet Band? What is that?
That's our band. Our band.
What do you mean, our? We don't have a band.
I'm in a band. Yes.
You've never talked about it.
And our guitar player and keyboard player, he plays both. It's Sam McVicker, and today is his birthday.
Well, I guess I missed it if you mentioned that sometime, that you're in a band.
Yeah, I'll have to bring it up and let you know.
That must
sometime. Be. But yeah, Seventh Planet.
Happy birthday, Sam. You know, Sam, the tradition is that you need to make a German chocolate cake and bring it in
yes.
at your birthday. So maybe next year. There's a heads up for you. I don't eat at Denny's, so... Very much. I had a bad experience many, many years ago at night. I was in there at night, and I ate, and I don't know who the cook was, but, oh, man, it was horrible. But I've been informed that guy's no longer there anymore. Could have been this guy that I'm about to introduce, because he was also a night cook at Denny's. In addition to selling knives door-to-door and selling beer at Busch Stadium and being a DJ at a roller rink, he now heads up. You know, a lot of people ask, and I get lots of emails, Frank, how big is the research department? At 590 The Fan, it's huge, okay? It's 18 people kind of research just for this show. And you know who heads it up? The guy I'm about to introduce. The digital clock. When we got the clock, I remember when we first came here. Remember when they put it in? We went for a month without a clock, and they put it in, and then nobody knew what to do because nobody could reset it. It was complicated. And this man stepped up and goes, oh, I can reset it. He walked up, And since that day, it's never been off. I will tell you right now that officially, and you can check with the Naval Observatory, and you'll see it's the exact time, 5-19-38, 39, 5-19-40, and that's because he resets it.
Yeah. Did you only reset that one time? I'm just curious.
But he checks it.
In case I ever get hit by a bus, Frank, there's a button on the TV that says reset.
Oh, okay. I don't know. You're supposed to make it seem difficult. He's our newsman, our news director. He's author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and there's something else he does. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. This music always reminds me. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi and thanks to Matheny Heating and Cooling, a third-generation family-owned business servicing St. Louis heating and air conditioning customers since 1942. They've been in business for 77 years, specializing in the installation and service of heating and air conditioning equipment with excellent customer reviews on Google and on Angie's List. Check them out online at MatheneyHeatCool.com or for a service quote, give them a call at 314-727-9000. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge. Chuck George is in charge.
Charles in charge. Okay.
Sorry. All right, stop him.
Bye, George.
No.
George, I wasn't even. The jungle.
Curious George.
I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Watch out for that tree.
And slipped out. Hebe has just found a brother he did not know he had, George Jimenez. And
George.
Oh, man, my phone is dying. Does anybody have a charger?
Who's in charge around here?
Okay. I see what's going to happen.
Right? I don't know, but Tim's in charge of the digital clock.
I'm larger than George.
Okay, let's just get it all out. Okay. Oh, remember that time you worked on a tugboat on the Borge? Get it all out.
George!
You can start the music again. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Charge of security.
Okay, well, we did that right.
I'll do it again. What the heck? Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy, there is a story in the news today, and I hope I'll have time to get to it in the Playhouse, and it's about science. And if what they're experimenting with is successful, the result, I think, is going to be, in the future, a lot of people craving... You know what kind of food?
Cheese.
A lot of people. We want to eat a lot of that stuff. I will explain, hopefully if I have time, later in the Playhouse. And I would like for everyone now to show your appreciation for, and I just read this, it is now the most popular genre of music in the world. More popular than rap or hip-hop or pop or standards or classical or country or any. And of course, I'm talking about polka. Nobody plays it better. The Bruce Limprest and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. That's why when you get in your car, almost every station you turn off, there's polka, polka music.
That music just makes me feel charged, you know?
Okay, you know what? You need to come up with another word or the bit's kind of over. Right. Now, I can't help it that I was thinking about George Jimenez. And you're going to feel really bad that you made light of this when you find out the rest of the story, as Paul Harris used to say. He just discovered a brother he didn't know he had.
Jorge.
A brother. Well, it actually is Jorge Jimenez, which would be George, you know, in our country. His brother is blind and deaf and has no arms or legs.
Oh, man.
Now how do you feel?
He plays second base.
No, see, that's
oh,
not
he is second base.
See, you even ruined the joke. He didn't play second base. Oh, no,
he is second base.
Oh, my God. He is.
I thought his name was Matt Jimenez.
Who do I give my resignation to? Here's the problem working here. We don't even know who to go to resign. Right. We don't know.
We don't know who's in charge.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually laughing, too. I can't believe it, but I am. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care is where Limey, when you see Limey smile, one of the reasons he gets chicks and maybe got that girl pregnant is his new smile. You know, before he had his teeth, he didn't seem to talk about girlfriends or be able to get, and then all of a sudden, look what happened. You get a nice smile. You know, they say that men and women, when they look at somebody for the first time, the first thing they look at.
Bulge.
In women? That means they pooped in their... No, hold on. That would mean she pooped in her pants because of bulge. See, so that didn't make sense because I said men and women is what they look for. They look at the smile and the shoes.
They do.
Who does that?
Well, they say that's what, up and down, top to bottom, real quickly, smile and then the feet because... I guess you could tell a lot of people about people if the guy's... Wait, hold on. If the guy's shoes are shined, if the woman's feet are pretty... What are you talking about, misinformed?
Rack and face. That's what you look at when you first meet somebody.
Rack and face. No, he's talking about a woman looking at a man.
But anybody looking at anybody is what he's talking about. Not just man to woman. You were talking about both ways.
Yeah. If it's both ways, how can a woman look at a man's rack? That doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the same for both.
Some guys have racks.
All right, stop directing everything at me, okay? So I do believe, though, that that's probably true, that it's first face is everything. I mean, I don't care if a woman has the greatest set of boobs. If her face is a butter face, if she's ugly, I'm sorry, but that's just not gonna. Mm-hmm. Janet Reno maybe could.
She's dead.
Is she dead?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Oh, they're gonna name a town after Nevada. Janet Nevada. Back to Ballast Dental Care. So now Limey has a great smile. It really is. You really do. It's really
thank
nice.
You. Thank you.
Do women compliment you?
Yeah, they say I've got great teeth.
See? Yeah. That's what Ballast Dental Care can do. Now, I've gone there for 46 years. You've gone there for a year, two years?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And can you ever imagine going anywhere else?
Absolutely not.
I don't, and no prompting. There's no script here. He's not reading anything. I believe him when he says that. And you will understand why. Oh, you know what I had three weeks ago and I haven't had for a long time? Nitrous. They asked me if I wanted some nitrous. I hadn't had any for a long time, so I just had it for fun. I said, yeah, give me a little of that stuff. And I don't know.
How long were you kind of like weird?
I was in the chair for 2 hours, but I never was really weird. I'll tell you a quick story. Years ago, I mean many years ago, like 40 years ago, I was in the chair, and I forgot what I was having done, and they asked me if I wanted nitrous, and I've heard about it, laughing gas, some people call it. So they put it on, and I couldn't really tell a lot. Maybe I was relaxed and didn't realize it. And when Dr. Watanabe walked out, I got out of the chair, and I walked over, and I turned it up. All the way up. I was so sick and nauseated, and when he came back in, he said, you don't seem, and I said, when you left, I turned. He said, what? I said, yeah. I got up and turned. He said, don't ever touch that. Don't do that again. I reminded him of that last time I was in. But I hadn't had it for a while. Probably didn't need it 3 weeks ago. But, yes, they have that. They have all the stuff that an up-to-date, state-of-the-art dental clinic would have. But here's what else they have the others don't. They have Dr. Watanabe, and they have Dr. Olivier, and they have Dr. Haynes, and they have Lisa, and they have Tricia, and they have all these wonderful people who make the experience the opposite of what most people expect. They expect some kind of torture and pain and misery, and they're going to put off going back as long as they can. That's other dental clinics, too many of them. Make the first appointment, okay? And then I'm positive you'll make a second because you're not going to want to go anywhere else, including wherever you went before. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo. Well, Johnny Cash gets a lot of airplay here. You know, Scott's theme, this theme. Hope his family appreciates that. It's now time to go somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but... I'm anxious to find out, and we will as soon as I remind you that Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. More at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for Bill Cleveland. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are we going? What are we doing?
Well, it's Thursday, so I try to do trivia.
You know, I didn't realize your arms are hairier than I realized they were. You don't look like you would be a hairy. No, you don't look like you would have real hair.
I'm not a hairy. I'm Bill.
Ha, 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 ha. You got almost Robin Williams kind of hairy.
Oh,
arms.
First
he checks out your chest, and now he's checking out your arm hair.
I looked at Bill. Cord. I I don't know how many times I've seen you with short sleeves, but I never realized you had a lot of arm hair.
Well, I'm blinking at you a lot today, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Don't look.
So what do you have?
Look in my direction.
For us.
So it's Thursday. I tried to do a little American trivia on Thursday. We made sure Scott Sherman was locked out of the building before we start this. So he's gone. So it's just the four of you. And
I like it when we do trivia.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, good luck. Here we go. Question number one.
Rules quickly. Cannot shout your name till the end of the question.
That is correct.
That's, I think, what we decide.
What is the least populated state in America?
Ooh.
We just went over this.
Frank.
Limey.
Frank got it.
Montana?
Incorrect.
Limey.
Oh, yes.
Mississippi.
No.
Dang.
Dan.
Idiot.
South Dakota.
Nope.
He just talked about this.
Idiots.
Tim.
North Dakota.
Nope.
Idiot.
Really? I'm surprised no one.
Wyoming?
Wyoming.
Ooh. Oh. Second chance. I got it.
Yep. 579,000.
Well, hold on. Once we go around the room, I think you get a second shot at it.
Oh,
I
to be fair, for, though, you didn't say your name. Yeah, you just said the answer.
Okay,
so
disqualified.
That one count.
Disqualified.
Go sit in the corner.
Okay.
All right, question number... My dad is calling me. Like, why...
Answer
how many years? How many years have we been doing
put
this?
Put it on speaker. He's okay.
That proves he's not listening.
I know he's not listening. Hello, Dad?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Tell him he's on the air so I can say the F word.
Hey, yeah, we're on the radio.
Yeah, and you're on the radio. And
during Bill's segment.
During my segment, calling me.
Sorry.
He sure sounds like it.
He doesn't care.
Well, how sad. He doesn't even care. Listen.
No,
he doesn't listen to his own son.
Did you know your son has hairy arms?
Yeah.
did you hear him? He said, do you know that your son has hairy arms?
I did not know that, no.
Wow. Yeah, okay. He didn't even pay any attention.
All right. Thanks.
He doesn't
call
listen.
You later.
He doesn't listen.
You may not be able to get a hold of me, but okay.
Where are you going? You're not dying or anything, are you?
Reception's bad down here. You called me, and I got back to the cabin.
Oh, he's calling me back.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.
Wow,
nobody.
This has been
all right.
Great.
Thanks, Dad.
This is boring.
Bye bye.
One, he doesn't even really look at you. He never knows your arm, and he doesn't listen to your show. This is sad.
No, he hasn't listened.
Doesn't listen.
And you always talk nicely about him. Oh, he doesn't even care about you.
See if I remember him at Christmas. All right. Question number two: who was the first president to live in the White House?
We did this.
Well, then you should know the answer.
We did?
I think we did. I thought we did.
I don't remember that.
I don't think I've asked this.
I don't know. Nobody knows. We don't know. Who is it?
Dan.
No one? Yes, Dan.
Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Oh, my goodness. That's not even a real name.
Oh.
No. John Adams.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Sure
was.
Okay. Question number three. What year did the U.S. stock market suffer what was called... Let me read this one more time. Sorry. What year did the U.S. stock market suffer what was called Black Monday?
Frank?
Yes.
1927?
No.
Dan?
1945? Nope.
I
have no idea.
Black Monday.
Limey. 1933?
1987.
What?
Oh.
1987.
Huh.
Wow.
Okay.
Maybe we ought to get Scott in here.
Maybe.
Question number four. What American city has hosted the Olympics twice?
Tim.
Ooh. I don't know who had that first.
Did you say Tim?
Yeah, Danny's
yeah he did. Los Angeles?
That is correct. Los Angeles. Oh. Twice.
Okay. Way to go, Dan.
Good job.
I knew it.
Who was the first president to appear on television?
Frank.
Yeah.
FDR.
Yeah, FDR, you got it.
Oh,
there's no timer.
I just made it up. I just made a timer. Yes, that is correct. Franklin Roosevelt. He's kind of snippy after he...
He's a little bit. He hasn't had any buzz
Well,
they've
been mean to me. They've been mean to me what? Today. I don't know.
Why am I mean to you? You're looking...
No, everybody's been...
Oh, okay. Oh, looking at my arms and stuff.
Bill.
All right. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
A bunch of people.
No, it was not a bunch of people.
He just did this as well.
Frank?
Yes.
Dang it.
See, I think it's one of those trick questions like John Hancock. I
don't know. No.
Limey?
Yes.
Benjamin Franklin?
No.
Oh, I know who it is. Anybody? Go around the room.
Anybody else?
Dan. Yeah. John Adams.
No.
Him.
No.
Thomas Jefferson. Frank.
It was Thomas.
Say Frank again.
I thought your name was Thomas Jefferson.
Limey.
Frank.
Yes, Limey.
Thomas Jefferson.
Good job. Okay. Thank you. You get the credit for that one.
You went Thomas Jefferson. Frank.
Yeah. All right.
Real funny.
Next one. From where did the Hollywood sign originate?
From where?
Like, where was it made? Where?
So the Hollywood sign. What was the origination of the...
Tim.
Yes.
The sign shop.
What does that even mean? Where did it originate? You mean who made it, or they moved it from somewhere?
No,
or?
It was not the Hollywood sign itself. There was something before the Hollywood
Limey.
Sign. Yes.
Before it was Hollywoodland?
That is correct. Do you know what it was? I'll give you the credit.
Wow.
Do you know what it was?
I thought they were going to build some like Hollywood style theme park out there.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't a theme park. It was a real estate project, and it was called Hollywood Land.
So do I get half a point then?
Yeah, I'll give you half a point. For that. So they took the land. Away.
How did you know that?
Huh?
How did you know that?
Read books.
It was good. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Who wants to read books?
How many presidents have died on July 4th?
Ooh.
On July 4th?
Frank. On July 4th, yes.
Two.
Nope.
Dan.
Yes.
Four.
Nope.
Tim.
Yeah.
None.
Nope.
Limey.
Limey, it's up to you.
Three.
Three presidents.
Yes. Wow.
Champion.
Three presidents have died on July 4th. All right. Name the capital of New York.
Tim.
Yes.
Albany.
That is correct.
Oh. Whoa. Good.
Name the capital of Florida.
Oh man.
Limey? I feel like an idiot saying this.
I like it when Dan's saying, oh man, like he even has any
no,
idea.
No, I'm trying to think because
now I don't even
Jeff
know.
We're all trying to think.
Tim.
Yes.
Is it, well, I have an answer.
Tim. Oh.
St. Petersburg?
No.
Tim.
Yes.
Jacksonville.
Russia?
Jacksonville?
No.
Dan. Sarasota?
No.
Craig.
Yes.
Tampa?
No. Tallahassee.
Oh, crap.
Wow. Well, we're all idiots.
Who knows that?
clearly nobody here. All right. Which two states border the Hoover Dam?
Wow.
Ooh.
Crap, I don't know.
Yes.
Nevada.
That's one.
And Arizona.
And Arizona, yes. Ooh. Arizona and Nevada. All right, we got two left. According to the Library of Congress, what is the most watched film in American history?
Wow.
Tim.
Yes, Tim?
Wizard of Oz.
That is correct.
Wow.
The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
Good job.
I mean, he didn't even have to think about it. Mm-hmm. Boom. Right there.
All right, and the last one, and boy, not a moment too soon. in 1935, the first licensed mass-produced lunchbox was produced in the United States. What character was on that lunchbox? 1935.
First mass. Repeat the question.
Okay. In 1935, the first licensed, mass-produced lunchbox was produced in the United States. What character was on that lunchbox?
Boy, that's a good one.
35. Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Mickey Mouse.
That is correct.
Whoa!
Good job.
Way to go, buddy.
Good job. So there you go. And, yeah. Once again, no one's smart in this room. That's okay.
We know that.
Everybody's consistent. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
I mean, that was embarrassing. I mean, the four of us combined probably went about 6 for 50.
We're not that smart. I mean, at least we're honest. I've told people we're not that smart. I've asked people why they even listen. You know, I mean, it's, really, we're not that smart. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information about this fantastic product. I told Limey earlier, I'm trying, and better late than never, to come to grips with things I don't understand and not be so critical, but just kind of roll with it, like, you know, tattoos and piercings and stretching out your earlobes and a lot of this other stuff that I just don't get. And the other one, and I thought of it after we talked about it, because today in traffic next to me, right to my left, was a woman with her daughter, and they were both attractive, but the daughter, half her hair was purple. Now, I still don't understand the flaming red, purple, green hair. Uh-huh. But here's what I've decided to do, and the mindset I've decided to take. Why not? Who is it that dictated that you could only have blonde, black, brown, or red hair, which isn't really red, it's orange, but redheads are. So why not? Why not curly hair? I mean, really.
We're making progress, folks.
We are making
Unlike a tattoo, it's not permanent.
It isn't.
It's a temporary decision.
It is.
And you can keep doing it or not. So I'm trying to be okay with that, but I still think...
It's just hair.
But it still, to me, looks freaky and weird. But I'm getting over some stuff. I'm trying to. So that's one. Now, has anybody seen video of the grasshoppers in Las Vegas?
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is beyond belief.
Folks, that's like biblical proportions.
No, when you get a chance, go to YouTube and just type in Vegas grasshoppers. They're removing them by the snow shovel full. They said that parts, even on the strip, it's like a hail or snowstorm of grasshoppers. You can't see through them. It's showing up on weather radar from outer space the way a storm would. Wow. It is trillions of grasshoppers. Now, my wife this morning said, when she saw the story, she said, oh my goodness, she said, whew, aren't you glad our daughter's not getting married right now? And I said, oh no, I wish the wedding was right now. No, you talk about a great wedding video. Everybody is covered with grasshoppers. That is an interesting video.
I don't think I could stand that. It was like the cicadas, remember?
Yes.
When the cicadas came out?
They're shoveling grasshoppers.
Wow.
There's a bug. I can't remember the name of the bug, but it happens up near Lake Erie. And
mayfly?
Is that what it is? And they you mentioned the snowplows. That's what they do to clear them off. There are so many.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're alive for, what, 2 weeks maybe? And then and then they are everywhere, and they have to use the snowplows to clear them off the streets.
They said this Vegas thing is a migratory thing, and because of all the rain, there are more of them. I don't understand it all. But it's just, here's my thinking about weddings. And I told my daughter this. I said, here's the reason you should not worry if something doesn't go right. Because if everything about a wedding goes perfectly, that's not interesting.
Nothing to talk about.
Yeah. There are no stories there. Hey, remember that time we went to that wedding and everything was just fine? That's not a story. It's not funny. You want somebody to pass gas while they're saying their vows. You want a cake to fall. Something. Just to make it interesting. And a trillion grasshoppers all over the guests. That'd be great video.
I don't understand what happens to them. I just watched this video. I mean, they say they're going to be gone in a couple of weeks. Gone where?
I don't know.
Where do they go? Do they die?
They're migrating.
Just decompose.
Why do they have to stop in Vegas if they're migrating? Buds. But yeah, gambling. They said it could last a few weeks. They're gambling. All right, now, when you think of, we were talking a couple of days ago about worst day, like the worst day you've ever had to come in here to work, or anybody going anywhere to work. I'm going to tell you a story, and I read this morning. This is, I can't imagine much worse than this.
There's Do we need sad music
no,
to go with it?
No, I don't. It doesn't really need any music. There's a woman in Canton, Ohio, who was in the hospital for almost 3 months. She had been on vacation with her husband in the Caribbean. And by the way, the Caribbean vacation had nothing to do with what happened to her, but initially they thought it might have. She gets home and she feels like she got the flu or something. She goes to the hospital, and the next thing she knows, she wakes up and doesn't know where she is or why she's there, and the doctor explained to her they had to put her in a coma for 10 days. And the other thing that happened when she woke up is she looked down and saw they had amputated both her hands and both her feet.
Oh, my
God. Now, let's just stop for a second and imagine looking down, you have no hands, no feet, and they took part of the lower leg and lower arms, and you don't have a clue. And you know what it was? And we talked about this a few weeks ago. This 1 in 1 million dog saliva thing.
Oh.
This rare, horrible infection that you can get from, and again, very rare, from dog saliva if that saliva touches an open wound or a scratch even, and they have dogs. And the doctors told, she said, I opened my eyes, she said, I didn't know where I was. And then I had to deal with realizing my legs and arms were gone. Not from the shoulder, but she had lost hands, feet, and parts of her legs and arms. So they ran a blood test, and the diagnosis was capnocytophaga, which is this horrible bacteria. It comes from the mouths of some dogs, rarely, and can be transmitted through a bite or just contact with saliva if there's any kind of scratch or way for it to get in the bloodstream.
Wow.
She says, I guess my dog might have accidentally licked a scrape. I had a small scrape on my arm, and she thinks maybe that's what happened. But now think about that. Now you, for the rest of your life, you got no hands, no feet. How horrible.
Now she's going to move to the beach and change her name to Sandy.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see, I don't know why that. Sandy, why?
No arms, no feet.
Yeah.
Well, the beach is full of sand.
Yeah.
Very inappropriate.
Yeah.
Sandy.
Yeah, but I get Matt. I get second base. I get those other
Sandy.
Jokes. Art.
Because she ain't going to go nowhere. She's got no arms, no feet. She can't get around. So it's Sandy.
What about Sandy? What about...
Just give it up.
She wakes up, and then she has to go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Now,
oh, yeah.
How do you wipe?
We don't.
She's going to have to get up a day.
Oh, no. Here. No, she says her husband, they've been married 32 years. She said her husband has to feed her, dress her, what you said.
Oh.
And she said it's just hard. Wow.
Ooh.
She says, I can't sit up on my own. I can't turn over. Think about it. When you go to roll over, you take your hand. She can't do any of that. Wow. And they'll freak out everybody. It's like one in a million. If you have a dog and the dog licks you, chances of you getting this are, you know, slim to none. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy goes to the barber and sits in the barber chair. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He took off work early to get a haircut. And the barber says, hey, Jake, good to see you. He says, how is your day? How's your day going? It's a beautiful day. Hope you're having a good day. He goes, well, he says, I'll tell you how my day has gone. He said, this morning, he says, you know Hanson's Bakery? It's like a block away from here. He goes, oh, sure. He says, I went in there just to get like a donut or something. I walk out, and there's a cop, and he's writing a ticket and sticking it under the wiper. And I just looked at the cop, and I said, hey, pal, how about giving a guy a break? And the cop just stared at me. And I said, what are you, deaf? And I said, when I said that, he writes another ticket. And he sticks it on top of the first one. I said, hey, jerkwad. And the barber said, you said that to the guy? I said, yeah, hey, jerkwad. All I said was, how about giving the guy a break? And now you write two tickets and stick them under the wiper. You know, what are you, some kind of idiot? What kind of cop are you, you butthole?
Oh, my God.
And then the cop says, what did you call me? And I said, I called you a butthole for writing those tickets. And the cop said, well, maybe I need to write another one. I see these tires are bald. I believe that deserves it. And he writes another ticket and sticks it on top of the other tickets. And I said, well, you're a stinking pig. You're just a pig. Oh, now, God. I know why they call cops pigs. You're a pig writing all those tickets. And he said, oh, I see no front plate. Let's just write another ticket. And this went on for like 10 minutes. And the more I abused him, more tickets he wrote. Probably the car ended up with like 7 tickets under the wiper. And the barber says, why in the world would you do that? And the guy goes, well, I didn't care. My car was parked around the corner.
Time for a check on traffic with Joe Sonderman.
Baseball fans are seeing heavy traffic on the eastbounds this afternoon. 70 eastbound slow from 270 most of the way to the Rock Road. Again, 170 most of the way to Lucas and Hunt. 64 westbound approaching Kings Highway to McCausland and Timberlake to Boone's Crossing is backed up, but the eastbound side is pretty solid now. Lindbergh through Big Bend. This report brought to you by Dr. Patient Unity. Surprise medical bills are bankrupting Americans. Now insurance companies want to make things worse with a scheme called rate setting. They want to cover even less of your medical care while making billions in profits. Tell Congress to vote no on rate setting, paid for by doctor-patient unity. Now let's back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
If you have been hurt in a car accident or on the job anywhere in Missouri or Illinois, call the law firm that focuses on car accident and workers' compensation cases, Brown & Brown. Their law firm has helped thousands of victims. Let Brown & Brown put the power and resources of their firm to work for you. Always remember it, Brown & Brown, if you can't come to them, they will come to you. Injured in a car accident or on the job, call Brown & Brown in Missouri. Just dial all threes, 314-333-3333, or Illinois, just dial all eights, 618-888-8888. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton and St. Louis Hills pay some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Let's head down to Dallas, Texas. Check in with Mike Evans. I hope by now you know who his sponsor is. It's Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Same proprietor, same great quality. If you go to dinner or lunch at Annie Gunn's, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You will thank me for that suggestion. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's because it's a really popular and really good restaurant. I would suggest them for lunch. Gift cards, not just for the holiday season. They're for every day. Every day. Today. Today is somebody's birthday. Somebody got a promotion. Somebody just got accepted to the college. Going to graduate. Whatever. There's no one who won't appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. They're both, they're closed only on Monday. And they're located east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Would you please welcome Mike Evans.
Hey, homie.
Wow.
You know the guy that came up to you that said he's originally from St. Louis and lives in Dallas and said hi to you? His name was John.
Oh, that's right, John.
Yeah, he called.
How'd you know that?
John, he called. He called today.
Because he called crying and his feelings were hurt because you forgot his name.
John from Texas, from Dallas. He calls in a lot.
You tell him I'm really sorry and tell him we should go out to dinner or something.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
In fact, give him my number. My number.
He heard that. Call him. Give him John. Give him a Mike's cell number. Mike will make good on it. He'll take him dinner.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
All right. What's going on?
Pop quiz question. These are four celebrities who have been embezzled or conned out of a lot of money, the most money of any celebrities. But who has been ripped off the most? Robert De Niro, Kevin Bacon, Billy Joel, or Sting? Answer in a minute. Movie review. Could Hobbs, a.k.a. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and his archenemy Shaw, a.k.a. Jason Statham, from the Fast and Furious franchise, could they become friends? The answer is yes, and it's because they have a mutual enemy in the new movie, Brixton, a.k.a. Idris Elba, who is just as badass as they are. And Brixton also uses cyberspace to threaten the world. Hobbs' sister, a.k.a. Vanessa Kirby, and Helen Mirren, are all fabulous in this movie. This is by far the best of the franchise. Very smart plot, non-stop action, unbelievable effects. couple of sidebars about this film. Dwayne Johnson is someone and demanded 30-some-ons be in the movie as part of Hobbs' family, which I think was a great idea. And by the way, Michelle Rodriguez is not in this episode. The reason Rock and her just don't get along. They don't like each other. Hmm. The movie was shot in Scotland, London, stage 25, and building 4250, a very famous building on the Universal lot in Los Angeles. I was having lunch on the lot when they were shooting this movie, and some of the actors in a costume kept coming in. And Johnson and Statham also co-produced this film. Rated PG-13, 132 minutes, 4 stars. Anybody go see it? You'll go see it?
I won't probably see it, no.
It's really good. Okay. Better, it's the best one of the franchise. Hey, with the first preseason tonight, preseason football game, there's already questions about the 2020 Super Bowl entertainment. And while there's no official word about the entertainment, don't be surprised if it's Jennifer Lopez and Bruno Mars.
Oh, that'd be a good show.
What do you think of that show?
That'd be a great show.
How much time I got home?
You have 2.5 minutes.
Oh. Formerly a man, now a woman, 70-year-old Caitlyn Jenner and her formerly a man, now a woman, partner, 25-year-old Sophia Hutchins, have contracted a surrogate, and they are going to be parents next year.
That is the most beautiful love story I've ever heard.
That is beautiful, Franco.
What perfect,
that's beautiful.
Perfect parents.
Reminds me, yeah. He'll be 100 years old when he gets out of college. It'll be really great. Nah, he'll be 92 years old. Reminds me, dating exclusively 3 years, Elizabeth Olsen, and she will marry Robbie Arnett, the musician. They want to have a baby. I've told you forever, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, never been an item. And now I can tell you, Lady Gaga and sound technician Dan Horton from Sony Studios are a serious item. They have been dating. They've been dating. How much time do I have?
You have, hang on here. You have a minute and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Funny nugget, I got a call, a voicemail left by a buddy. He's sort of old buddy. We just call him the brother of, Left a voicemail, said after watching the debates that he already has free education, health care, food, housing, utilities, and only police are allowed to have guns. Of course, I should mention Brother Of is doing 20 years for drugs in San Quentin. True story.
That's a tough place, San Quentin.
You know what? Nice guy wouldn't hurt a flea. The nicest guy in the world, but just never was able to get off drugs. Every time he got out of jail, he would get caught
Back on drugs.
Back on drugs. He's 60 years old, and he has spent 40 years in prison.
Wow.
And finally. Who's got ripped off the most? De Niro, Bacon, Joel, Sting?
I'll say Sting.
Dan?
I will say Bacon.
I'll say Billy Joel.
I will also say Kevin Bacon.
Number four, Sting invested $10 million in an Australian restaurant chain that really didn't exist. Number three, Kevin Bacon gave $65 million to Bernie Madoff, and Bernie Madoff with all the money. Number two, Robert De Niro bought $88 million in art that was all phony, and Billy Joe gave his former wife's brother, Frank Weber, $90 million to invest, and he took it all.
Give him Bill Murray.
Wow. Have a great weekend. See ya.
To be able to give somebody $90 million, first of all, wow. All right, listen, thank you for being with us. It's the beginning of our weekend. I wish everybody could have a four-day work week, maybe someday. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind, miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
Goodbye,
y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis.
Bye-bye.
This is KM Jansen. You're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
The four-day games in Major League Baseball are all final now. At Oakland, the A's scored three runs in the bottom of the eighth to beat Milwaukee 5-3. The loss to All-Star reliever Josh Hader. The Mets won their seventh straight, 4-0 at the White Sox. Zach Wheeler, still a Met, seven innings of work, seven strikeouts, and the victory. Philadelphia pounded San Francisco 10-2. Philly starter Jake Arrieta with a bone spur in his elbow, only pitched four innings, no decision. And Miami homered in the 12th to beat the Twins 5-4. Has your check engine light come on recently? Then check out the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help you troubleshoot the likely cause. Get in the zone. AutoZone. The NFL's Hall of Fame game starts the preseason tonight. Denver against Atlanta. Kicker Phil Dawson retired at age 44. Former Carolina center Ryan Khalil, unretired, agreed to sign with the Jets. I'm Steve DeSager.